Learning English can change your life. You can improve your English and learn about Australian culture at the same time with SBS Learn English. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Penry Buckley. US media are reporting that Israeli missiles have hit a site in Iran. This comes after Iranian state media reported explosions were heard at an airport in the Iranian city of Isfahan. The reports come during increased tension between Israel and Iran after Iran launched strikes on Israel last weekend. Those strikes were in response to a suspected Israeli strike on Iran's embassy in Syria. Israel warned earlier this week that it intended to respond to Iran's strikes, most of which were prevented from reaching Israel. Iran's foreign minister has said if Israel launches an attack on Iran, Iran's response will be immediate and at the maximum level. A 16-year-old boy has been charged with a terrorism offence following a police investigation into a stabbing at a Sydney church. New South Wales police say the 16-year-old travelled 90 minutes from his home before he allegedly stabbed Bishop Mar Mari Emmanuel multiple times at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley. The teenager is currently being guarded by police in hospital, where he was having surgery for a finger that was cut off after the attack. He was refused bail at a hearing with the Parramatta Children's Court from his hospital bed today. New South Wales Police Chief Karen Webb says there will be an increased police presence at religious sites across Sydney.
We have extra officers deployed. We've deployed extra officers since Monday night, particularly in southwest Sydney, but across Sydney to patrol places of worship and other important installations. The community should have no current concerns for their safety.
Police are also looking for as many as 50 people involved in a violent riot that took place after the attack. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says social unity in Australia is important after this week's church stabbing investigation. Mr. Albanese told SBS News he thinks the alleged attacker's actions were completely unacceptable. He agreed with Australian Federal Police Chief Rhys Kershaw, who described the crowds who rioted outside the church as un-Australian.
Well, violent extremism and any form of violence has no place in Australia. We are overwhelmingly a cohesive society who are enriched by our multiculturalism. People live side by side with different faiths and are enriched by our diversity. The events on Monday night were extremely concerning.
Sydney's Westfield Bondi Junction shopping centre has reopened for trading this morning. The centre was the site of a deadly stabbing attack that killed 6 people and injured several others. It has opened to the public from 9:30 a.m. local time, although not all stores will reopen today. Security guards working at the centre will be given stab-proof vests. No advertisements or loud music will be played, as a sign of respect to the victims and those injured. The parents of a 10-year-old boy who took his own life while in state care faced barriers which meant they could not see their son before he died. The child died last Friday night in Perth while under the care of the Department of Communities. Megan Krakauer, an advocate and spokesperson for the family, says the department was unsupportive and judgmental while they were trying to reunite with the boy. Western Australia Premier Roger Cook says the death is concerning.
We only ever remove a child from the care of its family or its parents as a final and last resort in order to maintain the safety and well-being of that child. It's always horrible when you see a young child resort to what must be the most desperate act.
In Australian football, St Kilda has lost by 60 points to the Western Bulldogs, with a final score of 124 points to 64. St Kilda coach Ross Lyon says his team have failed to keep up with the tough recent schedule, playing 3 matches in 11 days. He says he was concerned by the long run of matches before the game on Thursday night.
I don't want to make excuses because I want to give credit to the Bulldogs, but certainly with my group, we need to regenerate them and get going because we're all, you know, we're not playing the way we want to. And look, all year we've just been a little bit inconsistent, but we've played quality, to be fair.
I'm Penry Buckley, and that was SBS News in Easy English.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.